She didn't like get in there at all. And I was like telling her, I'm like, you gotta like get in there, girlfriend. Like, don't let this money go to waste, because I want to be like bald like a hairless cat. Okay.
Girl, stop talking. All the shit that people are thinking but not saying. I'm not even like drunk. I've just been like drinking. Does my podcast offend you? Men, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Women, hey bitches, are you ready? Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.
Hey, what is up, girls, gays, and bays? I hope you guys are all ready for this week's episode. It's fucking Monday, bitches. If you are at home getting ready, driving in your car, or you're just using this to unwind for a little laugh. Not sure you're going to be able to unwind because I'm a loud ass bitch. And I'm basically going to be yelling at you guys the whole time, I think. So, you know, we'll see how that works. Well, today, what are we going to get into? Oh my God, I don't even really know, but I have been told by a couple of friends who listen to the show that they really enjoy my solo episodes and they actually miss me doing solos. So I don't know if you guys have noticed or if you follow along bi-weekly with the show, but what I've been trying to do is do bi-weekly episodes, solo, a guest, solo, and a guest. So I've been setting myself up to be consistent. I feel like I say this every fucking time. You guys are probably so annoyed of me, but I'm going to start doing more solos, and because I just hear that, you know, you guys like those the best. So I love that. You guys just want to listen to me talk to myself, talk to you. That's so sweet. So we're going to get real personal. First of all, if you're not watching on Spotify, I would download Spotify and go watch. I got a new little setup. She's looking cute. Her hair is curly. Oh, my hair, first of all, can we just give it a minute? It's like looking so good. I don't know where these curls came from, but they are slaying. Okay, so we're just gonna jump right in. And I'm not gonna do a TSA today, but I definitely wanted to give you a little life update. Today's life update is I kind of wanted to share my experience with getting Brazilians lasered. I don't know if you guys have gotten fucking laser, but I reached out and tried to find like a company that I could work with to get some laser done, and not work with the podcast. I'm like not that fancy. I don't even know why I said it like that. I wish it was sponsored and it was free. It was not, bitch. That shit was expensive. And I did a lot of research. I was trying to find something that was like budget friendly, but could still get the job done, you know? And I ended up finding somewhere that's hella far from my house, like ridiculously far. But you know what? We're making it work. So I wanted to get laser because in the summer we're out at the lake a lot, and my fucking thighs be chafing. Okay. that water like dries out your skin so much. And literally I have to like wear like boxer shorts to bed and like lather myself up in oil and moisturizer, because you know when those thighs are rubbing together and it's dry, that shit, that is like, you can't keep shaving. It just is, it hurts. So decided to get laser, went with this company, they were giving a deal. Now I know that not, how does it go, like you get what you pay for, okay? Quality over quantity. And this one I felt like was budget friendly, affordable, like realistic. And, you know, I was praying that I would be able to get this fucking pussy hair waxed off. her laser off. And I'm going to be honest. I've gone 3 sessions and I'm just not sure if the technician is really like getting all up in there in the way that she should. Okay. I've told her the last couple of times, I'm like, hey, I don't want to tell you how to do your job because I fucking hate it when some client comes in and tells me how to lash. I mean, I get people have preferences, but it's like when someone comes in so specific of like, this is what I have, this is what I want. And then you look at the work and I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about, but okay. Anyways. So I told her, I'm like, I don't want to tell you how to do your job. I'm just like, I ask a lot of questions. I'm like, I just want to know how it works. Like, are you hitting like every single spot? Do you have to like skip a certain amount of space to like not over like flash the skin to help with like burning or whatever? I don't know. So I've asked her a couple of times, and the first time she didn't do my labia. It's the labia, the lips. I should know this. I feel like she didn't do like my lips. At all. Like, not these lips. Like, girlfriend's lips down there. Let me just be clear. I don't have them. I'm not getting a mustache. I'm talking about my vagina. Okay. She didn't, like, get in there at all. And I was, like, telling her. I'm like, you gotta, like, get in there, girlfriend. Like, don't let this money go to waste. Because I want to be, like, bald like a hairless cat. Okay? What is happening? Okay. You know me. With the wine, hopefully everybody knows I don't actually record these on Mondays. I'm not just like getting wasted on a Monday. But the wine is the power to the comedy. Okay. So I told her, I'm like, please like get in there, like spread those lips apart and like zap that shit, like get in there and get it. And the second time she really did, like she got in there a little more, she turned it up. Like I could definitely feel it. It's getting spicy. But I was like, let the hair grow out a little bit to see like what's going on. And like, it's patchy, you know, we're getting there, but I like to keep a little landing strip. I don't want to be like bald, like an eagle, you know, like it's giving underage. Like, it's just not for me. Like, I'm not talking like full bush zone. I don't need that either, but I just want, I like, you know, a little strip. I keep her trimmed. She looks cute. It's like best of both worlds. Right now, my landing strip is looking like a conveyor belt. Okay. I'm like, grows out a little too long. And I'm like, she's really not paying attention to detail. And I just don't, I don't know. You guys will have to like comment and let me know, or hit me up on Instagram and let me know if you get laser and if this is like, if they like, what is it like for you? I feel like I'm getting sold short a little bit, and I only have like 2 more sessions, and I'm like, girl, you best spread that open and laser that shit off, because I don't want to have to pay for more. You know what I mean? Okay, enough about that. Let's talk about my asshole. You know what I think? I kick my kid out of the house to record these things, and like, but sometimes I do cross my mind. I'm like, oh, I don't know how that's gonna go when he's older, when he finds these videos, when his friends, this is the thing I think about, when his friends find these videos and start like probably making fun of him. But you know what? Fuck those friends. Okay. Back to my asshole. Okay. So I got out of the shower after this experience, 'cause I was like, I'm getting all of it. Like we're getting all the hair off from my undercarriage. And you got to check. Like, so do you ever just like bend over in front of the mirror to look at your ass? Let me tell you, this is a new experience. I feel like I've done it before, but it's been a while. So I was checking the laser in my ass I was checking the hair and trying to see how the laser has been in my ass. And like, I feel like that hair is not as dark, so I can't really see anything, but I can't even believe I'm talking about this. Okay. I came up with a new discovery. No. I feel like my asshole changed colors. This is too much. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, mama. Oh, it's getting hot in here. I should have turned the AC down. I'm dying. I always thought... I always thought I had a pink asshole.
I can't get it out. Oh, my God.
She's definitely looking like a little 5 o'clock show. I'm literally sweating. Okay. So, you know, the laser journey is, it's been a journey. We'll see how it ends. I hope you guys can fucking relate to me, right? I'm not alone. This is like real life shit. You bend over and look at your ass. And tell me what you notice. Have you ever looked at your asshole? Bet. Fucking check that shit out back there. And then you tell me what's up. How are we only 11 minutes in and whew, literally dying? Okay. Enough about that. Maybe the DSA should be bend over and look at your asshole. My God, I hope you guys are laughing too. I'm fucking dying. Hey, I dare you to fucking talk about your asshole and post it publicly for people to consume, okay? I'm gonna need another sippy sip real quick. I have no one else to fill the time, it's just me. Oh. I keep trying to touch things like I didn't set it up perfectly, but everything's fine. Okay. So, didn't really know where I wanted to go with this episode. I wanted it to be fun. I feel like last couple of my episodes have been a little more serious and, you know, I definitely want to keep things like fun and light and humorous. So, today, from my perspective and personal experiences, we're going to talk about dating. Ta-da! Okay. It wasn't like a joke. I don't know why I did that. Okay. Specifically dating younger men, aka younger men or men your age versus older men. And this topic is near and dear to my heart. I feel like I need a tissue. Okay. Because as most of you know, I'm dating an older man. Let me just explain for a second a couple of things. I always, my whole life, have always said age is just a number. This is something that I truly believe, and let me tell you why. I started school a year early. Like I think I was 4 when I started kindergarten. Therefore, I was always the youngest in my grade, always. And so I was always hanging out with older people. And during, you know, my high school formative years, like when there's all of these new birthday celebrations and things, people just didn't give a fuck once it was my turn. So like, you know, people are turning 15. Some people are having like huge parties. People are turning 16. They're like, you can drive. And like, everybody's so excited. And then a year goes by. By the time I was 16, nobody gave a fuck anymore because everybody was already driving. I was just the last one to reap the benefit. And then what's the next one? 18. You're an adult, quote unquote adult. And, you know, people would like go party and celebrate on all these things. And then when I turned 18, nobody gave a shit because everyone was already an adult. Same with 21. Everybody could drink. It was like this big blowout. Nobody fucking gave a shit about little old tater tot, little youngin' tater tot. So I think that those things have contributed to like my whole thought around age. I'm like, it's literally just a number. And I learned in school, aesthetic school, that there's actually two ages. There's your chronological age and your and your metabolical age. So like, I feel like that's not right. I know metabolical age is the thing. So you're, I just fucked this up. Okay, your chronological is literally like the age that you are. Your metabolical is obviously your body, but I feel like there was a different one. And the other one was like the age you feel. Maybe that's not. We're just going to go with that. So I was always the youngest, but I always felt very mature for my age. And that's why I never really cared about it. Now, with this, I have always dated older guys. Not to the extent that I'm at now. This is definitely the first. But, you know, I have always dated older than my age because I felt like guys my age were like just not it for me. I think that I'm a very mature person and I have been for most of my life. I had a child when I was very young and therefore I had to, you know, grow up a lot more. And I couldn't hang around with people that were my age because they were still doing dumb shit like they were children. So this is very near and dear to my heart, like I said, because the relationship that I'm in now is like, it's quite the age gap. Okay. I'm 28. My boyfriend is 51. He looks like a 38-year-old bomb, okay? Throwing that out there. If you know, you know. And it's crazy because, okay, I just thought of this really fucking funny story. I'm going to tell you guys this story. When I met my boyfriend, I knew he was older than me because, like, physically I could, like, he looked great. He's in really great shape, like, super high energy. But I could tell, I'm like, he's clearly older. But I didn't want to. No, when I first met him, excuse me, we had been drinking. I met him on his boat and we had been like drinking all day and hanging out and like flirting a little bit throughout the day. And I remember asking him his age, but like I said, it was a long lake day of drinking. So by the time I woke up the next morning, I was like, I know I asked him his age, but I don't remember what he said his age was. I think he said it was like 46 or like 36 or something. Like I couldn't remember. I was like, fuck, I can't remember. So then we started talking and continuing like dating in this, and we started in this relationship. We were dating for 8 months before we decided to like be official. And I am not fucking lying when I tell you I had no idea how old he was. And so much time had gone by already that I was like, how am I supposed to ask him his age? Like, I'm just, like, we've been hanging out for 6 months and I'm just supposed to be like, oh yeah, hey, by the way, like, how old are you? I was so in my head about this. I remember talking to my clients and my girlfriends being like, okay, so we need to come up with a plan. Like, I need to figure out, I need to like slide in and figure out how I can get a hold of his ID to figure out what his age is. Because I can't ask him. That would be crazy. Why would I do that? That's like embarrassing. You've been dating this guy for like 8 months, 6 to 8 months, and you don't know how old he is. Like, I felt like too much time had passed that I was like, we were past the point of me like asking him how old he was. Like, it's just a weird question. So I'm like, okay, I got to come up with this plan. I got to find a way to get his ID. How do I get his ID so I can look at the birth date? And, you know, and then do the math and then I can figure out and he'll never know. He'll literally never know. Let me tell you, the perfect opportunity came about. We were out to eat one day. We were like at a winery and we were at this winery and the waitress comes up and I'm like ordering wine. He doesn't drink really. And so I was ordering some wine. And then, you know, I look young in comparison to my boyfriend, I feel like. I mean, not really. I don't know. Whatever. Normally, actually, when I'm with him, I don't get carded. But this time I did. They carded me. She carded me. She's like, can I see your guys' ID? So she carded him also. I was like, oh, this is my chance. This is literally my chance. The ID is out. Play it cool. Figure out how to get that fucking ID in your hand and like not make it like, oh my God, can I see your ID? You know? And so she's like looking at his ID. She looks at mine. She gives it back. Looks at his and she goes, oh, that's weird. Is your name Zachary? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, it's spelled so strange. Really? Let me see. That's what I said. I was like, let me see. She hands me the ID. I was like, fucking score, bitch. I looked at it. His name is spelled different than a regular Zachary. I'm not going to go divulge all the information. But then I looked at the date and I was like, okay, you got it. And like handed it back to him. I kid you not. I pulled out my phone so fast because I suck at math. To like do the math to be able to figure out how old he was. And then it hit me and I was like, oh my God, he's like 24 years older than me. But I was like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's going to be fine. You know, that's fine. Age is just a number, which it is. I mean, there are some things now while trying to like combine each other's lives together that have been challenging because of like the way we think about life. Like, so you know what? Long story long, let's move on. We're going to talk about dating older versus younger. Since we're talking about the older, I'm going to slide back into that. So that's like one of the things, like the way you think about life, so much different. Like they've already been through some shit. They're like, they've dated, they have kids, they're maybe divorced. Like they've already done the marriage thing. They've done the kids thing. And they're like in this different mindset of like, yeah, we've done the whole, like what society says is right. And that shit didn't work. And then the younger, they're like still trying to figure it out. You know, they're like, don't have career goals, maybe don't have their own career yet. They're living with roommates. You have to deal with like making sure that you're being quiet and not living your like ho, loud girl fucking screams when you're coming. Why? You have to deal with fucking dirty ass bathrooms. Let's talk about that. Dating a younger man or a man your age, most likely their bathroom is fucking dirty. You ever gone into a guy's house and like want to hook up with them and then go into their bathroom and you're like, do you even wash your balls? Because like, there's like grime on the shower, the fucking, there's like hair everywhere. There's like trash overflowing. I can't. Get you an older man. And listen, this isn't for everyone. I'm just talking from my experience. Remember. Get you an older man because they have their shit together. Like they like living life a certain way. You know, hopefully they've learned how to clean up after themselves or they're like financially stable enough to have someone else clean up after them. Because I cannot tell you how many times, I'm going to sound like a whore, how many times I've gone to a guy's house and his mattress is on the floor. How old are we? Your mattress is on the floor. There's like a fitted sheet and one pillow. Cringe. I fucking can't. Oh my God. And I think it's like, you know, there are pros and cons to each, right? Like an older guy, they like have more baggage probably because of past relationships, children, exes. So you have to deal with, not only are you, you know, dealing with this man and their kids or their ex partners, their kids' parents, you know, it's like people are learning, they're growing. They're also more susceptible, more capable, whatever the word is, to, you know, having constructive, healthy conversation, be like, yes, let's go to therapy. We can't talk it out. Also fighting. Like, that's like the one thing that I feel like I don't even really deal with. Like, we don't really fight, which is crazy. Like, how are you like in a relationship with someone and you don't fight? It's like, I'm not like fucking yelling. He's not fucking yelling. Let me tell you, some of these past relationships with guys my age, they like the lack of communication and self-awareness, they're just like, and I think some of it like is probably unintentional, like gaslighting you, not taking themselves, not holding themselves accountable for like the things they say, how they talk down to you, putting you like, you know, raising their voice. Like they, I feel like younger guys, they don't know how to control their emotions. And so they just fucking like send that shit. And you're stuck dealing with these repercussions where it's like, I know for myself personally, I just shut down. I just like kind of freeze and like let someone yell at me. And then, you know, think all of these things that they're saying is true, when later you kind of like turn around and think about whatever it was you're arguing about. And you're like, wait a second. We were arguing because like you were texting another bitch. How did you texting another girl, sending her a Snapchat at 3 a.m., like become my problem? Like, I can't be trusted and that's why you need my location. I'm so confused. Like, I see what you did there. Like, my experience with dating an older man is like full vulnerability, open communication, being like, you know what? We seem to not be able to figure this out. Like, let's go to therapy. Let's talk. Let's have a third party look at our conversation and see what we're struggling with so that we can have better tools to be able to communicate. Like, what? You know, this like just came to my attention. Sorry, if you're watching this, like my nose is running. It's not cute, but I can't pause. I can't pause the show because we don't edit the show. And it just doesn't work like that for me. One thing that I have learned in my relationship, which is fucking wild to me, like I have been in situations in the past where this is going to be, what's the word? I can't think of what the word is. A little flash warning, a little warning, trauma warning here. In the past, I have been with guys where I literally went out one night and essentially, crazy details, but essentially fully taken advantage of. I don't want to like diminish the situation for what it was, but like not in my right state of mind, and ended up in a situation where I was completely taken advantage of. And I was seeing this guy when this happened. And I remember I was like distraught and upset, and I wanted to talk to him about it. And I was honest with him. He's like, what's going on? Like, you've been weird. Like, just talk to me. Did something happen? And I'm like, yeah, something happened. Like, this is what happened. And he ghosted me for it. He got mad and was like mad at me for the situation and then ghosted me. And I'm saying this like this got deep. I didn't even think I was going to go here, but I'm saying this to say, I have then been in other situations which this one will be completely talked about, where I was out with one of my good friends. He's been on the show also. And we were out and we were in a situation where someone literally could have taken advantage of the situation that we were in, but definitely overstepped some boundaries. And in return to all of that, it felt the same way when I woke up the next morning. I felt like not okay, some PTSD about the situation. And I remember telling my man the whole story, which you guys will hear soon, as like a huge PSA. And I remember telling my man the story, and he was like, okay, but like, that didn't happen. And you guys left. And yeah, that was uncomfortable. But, you know, boundaries were crossed, but you guys were in your right state of mind. You got home, everything's safe, everything's okay, right? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess so. But I literally looked at him and I was like, I feel like you should be mad at me. And he was like, what? Whoa. That sounds like, you know, he's like, why would I be mad at you for something that was out of your control? And that like took me back. I didn't know how to like internalize that, because what I was used to was this younger, insecure man that essentially blamed me for being taken advantage of, which has happened in other occasions too. And then I'm with this like this other older man, healthy relationship, and he's like, you can't stop people from acting a certain way. That's not your fault. But, you know, I wouldn't be mad at you for it. So the maturity. I did not think we were going to go there. So we're going to turn it around. What else? Okay, this is a big thing for me. And at this point, you guys have heard it a lot. The fucking immaturity when it comes to the realness of real life and fucking social media. Okay, I could never date an insecure man again. I just couldn't. I've like told myself after my like super crazy toxic relationship, I'm like, I could never let a man control my life or any part of it ever. I'm like, you at this point, you know who I am. You've seen me online. You've listened to my shit. You've seen my ridiculous videos. You can't see all of that when you're dating me and then have me and be like, why are you acting like that? Why are you wearing that? You can't fucking post that. Oh, you're going to go out with your girlfriends and you're going to post a cute pic for who? Not for me, because I can't. Gag me with a fucking fork, you little insecure ass pussy ass bitch. I just can't. I can't do it. And I fucking hate that. I see so many people that are not like close to me, but like people that I know, I hear stories. Like all I do is talk to women all day. I hear these stories of that their boyfriends or the people they're dating. And I'm just like, girl, what are you doing? You're allowed to live your life. You're allowed to have a night out with your girlfriend. Don't let your fucking janky ass, shitty, insecure boyfriend get in the way of you having a good fucking time. And it's so frustrating because when you're in it, you can't see it. And you're like, well, I just don't want to cause a fight. And like, I'm not going to post that because I know he wouldn't like it. And it's like, dude, Instagram isn't fucking real. What are you're tripping so hard in your relationship about Instagram. Are you okay? Are you okay? It doesn't sound like you're okay. It also doesn't sound like you're happy. So the immaturity, I fucking can't. The other thing, which I kind of just touched base about, is like you should be allowed to do whatever you want in your relationship. There's three parts to a relationship. You, your man, and your relationship. Okay? So like you get to do your own thing because you're your own person. You can have your own hobbies, your own friends, do things outside of your relationship. Your man can do his own thing. He can have his own friends, hobbies, do his own thing outside of your guys' relationship. And then there's your relationship where you guys join forces. You come together. You do shared hobbies. You do things that you like to do together. You hang out with couple friends or friends that you all get along with. Like, that's okay. That is what a healthy relationship is. It's not you and your guys' relationship. It's not your, it's like, it's three parts. So any guy that's like giving you a hard fucking time about going out, hanging out with your friends, posting shit online, I don't know. We are just in a different generation. I swear to God, I am like supposed to be in my 20s in like the 90s. That's what I feel like, a true 90s girly. I've been waving my wine glass around for like fucking 5 minutes trying to take a break to have a little sippy sip. Okay. The other thing that is probably one of the most important things about dating older versus younger is the sex. Oh my God, you guys. I have not been living in my sexual experiences. All of my sexual experiences, even with just with younger guys, it just in general, were shit. I've always been the girl that wants to be in a relationship, but was never in a relationship because I chose shitty men. I chose toxic men. I was so desperate to be loved that I would let anyone fill the desperation so that I could say like, oh, I did it. Oh, I have a man. Oh, he loves me. Oh, he's spending time with me. But I let so many of these men cross these boundaries that I was actually okay with. And that made sex shit. Let me fucking tell you. When older, younger guys, they're still learning where the clit is. They're like licking the left side of your labia, like, oh, thinking that it's going to work. And for women, let me tell you something. It's okay to tell someone what's working and what's not working. I also, like, I'm giving you the power to say, this isn't working for me. That's okay. It actually makes sex so much better. So they're still learning where the clit is. They also don't use lube, most of them. They watch a lot of porn. So they typically like hawk a loogie and spit on you. How many of you just cringed? Yep, same. Me too. And you know what? Like, I hated this. Did I ever tell him to stop? No. Because I just thought like, oh, well, he knows how to make me come. Like, let him spit on it. No, that's disgusting. That creates tons of bacteria that we don't want. We don't want that. Use the lube. It's easy. It doesn't even cost that much. Also, he comes first. Not you. He does. He comes first. He doesn't know how to ease himself off, how to edge himself, how to make you come. And I think at this point too, like also when you're young and you're dating young, you don't know enough about yourself to be able to guide someone in the way that you need them to. That's why I said you can, and I'm giving you the okay to let that man know what you need. Okay. Versus older. He always has lube. He's checking in on you. He's making sure you're comfortable. He knows that like you have to be comfortable to come. So like it may not happen the first couple times, but he is trying. There's foreplay. Oh, a man that gives me foreplay. Are you kidding? And I'm not just talking like 2 minutes. I'm talking like we're warming up. Okay. We're using hands. We're using lube. Then after that, you're using mouth. We're giving oral. We're going slow. You're taking deep breaths. And then after about 10 minutes, yes, maybe even more sometimes, then there's the insertion. Then there's the penetration. And the beauty about that is he is focusing on your pleasure. Ugh, say it fucking with me. Focus on your pleasure. Let him. And if he's not, you can stop. Excuse me. No, I'm gonna need you to get back a little bit. I think too, like older men who are more experienced, they coach you. Like if there's something that they don't like, they're like, let's switch it up. Or like, hey, go this way or do this. It's not just a like, you know, hit it and quit it type of situation. So that's all. I don't have any more notes, and I'm, ending this a little shorter, but This is going to be it. This is where I'm at. I haven't even finished my whole glass of wine. This is wild. I really just popped off. I had so much fun other than like the little trigger warning, you know. I think that's probably going to hit some people and they're going to be like, "Whoa, where are we going?" But this was great. I think obviously you got to do what's best for you. This is just my experience, my own personal experiences. I have never had good ones dating someone my age, or I don't think I've ever dated someone younger than me. I don't think I would do that to myself. Are you kidding? And, you know, not every guy that's older has these qualities either. I think when you're trying to find a partner and you're dating around, you really have to write out what you're looking for. And you write out what your boundaries are. I've told so many of my friends when they're in toxic relationships, writing out your boundaries, the things you are not willing to accept. Like, what's a red flag to you? What does that look like to you? And then when you're dating, you have a clear list of the things, what to look out for, you know? And listen, nobody's perfect. We all have childhood trauma. We all have baggage. But if you can find someone that is open to having hard conversations, honest with you, with themselves, and really willing to like do the work and listen to you from your perspective, because here's the other thing. It's not always about being right. It's about putting yourself in the other person's shoes and understanding their side. It's not about being right. There can be two truths. So I'm going to end it on that. We really went full circle in this episode. That's crazy. I had so much fun. This was a blast. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please, you can watch on Spotify. Please subscribe. If you enjoyed it, give me a review. You can review on Apple. You can review on Spotify. It helps with my engagement and putting me, you know, higher in front of more people. Share this with a friend. Have them subscribe. And you can find all of my posting is on Instagram, Tatum Zoe, 3 E's. My podcast page it is what it is, but I'm mainly posting on my main account, podcast, Instagram, Girl Stop Talking Podcast. And then I have some on YouTube. That's going to get updated soon. Girl Stop Talking on YouTube. So please just, you know, keep loving me and telling your friends about the show. And that's it. Happy fucking Monday.
Girl, we'll see you next time.